My friend Jerry Womack, he is the business manager for Local 773 of Liuna. Jerry, long time no see, buddy. You okay?
Doing great, Tom. How are you?
Good. I've been following you closely on Facebook. I was making fun of you this morning, not fun. I was saying, you know, I called Jerry yesterday morning, and it rang like twice, and Jerry's, I said, what are you doing? I'm loading food. And I was not surprised. I've been following you on social media. You and the rest of the group, Liuna, you have been doing these food. Is giveaway the right term, Jerry, or should I choose another word?
I don't know what the word for giveaway. We're just trying to be helpful.
You have found that there are a lot of people in line each time you do this. Yesterday, where were you, and where are you going today? And
we were in the parking lot of at the Labor's Local 773 in Marion, but we've been Ridgeway, Illinois, Cairo, Olin, Harrisburg, Murfreesboro. You pick a town. Last 24-25 weeks, this thing's kind of like really blown up. We've been all over the place. We're gonna be in Vienna this morning, Tom.
All right, where are you gonna be in Vienna this morning?
We're gonna be right at the city park, off of 146.
And what time was that begin?
It's gonna start at 9 this morning.
What time do you think people are there waiting in that parking lot right now for you?
There'll be people there now. Yeah, there will be.
All right. I want to ask you a question. When you see somebody there 2-3 hours before a food giveaway event, 9 o'clock, some of it's about getting positions, but some of it is desperation. You've talked to these people about, wait, you understand it's going to be 3 hours, and what do they say to you, Jerry?
They have nowhere else to go, Tom. There's just nowhere for them to go, and you know, the giveaway that day, That's their grocery shopping. That's the food for their family. That's really the only resource they have. And that's what's kind of pushed us into doing as much as we can with this. So, you know, over the last several weeks, the second week into this, we were just kind of, you know, trying to do a little bit, trying to help our way. And like I mentioned, we had a 4 hours prior to an event, an 87-year-old and 84-year-old couple sitting in line, and I said, hey guys, we don't start for another 4 hours. And they said, well, no, you don't know what this means. We have to have this. And there was a car behind him with a 90-year-old lady, and same story.
How do you finance
totally.
This? How do you finance this, Jerry?
Well, we do this, we've raised, Southern Illinois is great, and you know that, Tom. We've raised close to $50,000 so far. And we spent it, and we're continuing to raise more funds. But now we're working under a USDA grant through the federal government with which has been a blessing, and we're just trying to now that grant's going to end shortly, so we're trying to raise continue raising as much money as we can to keep this going on. Politics are politics, but hungry doesn't matter. So when this grant ends, these folks are still going to need food. They're still going to be hungry. You know, the need here in Illinois is it's opened my eyes, Tom. I didn't really realize, how big of an issue this really is here at home.
It's always been an issue, Jerry, but, and it has. I mean, I've worked with a lot of these groups. You and I have been friends for a long time, and you and I both always seemingly have projects going on like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious, do you have a number of approximately how many people you've helped to date when it comes to each one of these boxes?
I don't have a number of people we've helped because, every week we're giving away between, around 1,000, 1,200, helping 1,000, 1,200 families. But I know the stories keep coming back. These folks say, I shared what you guys gave away with two other families. I shared what you gave away with my neighbors, with my grandma, with this lady had some kids down the street, and I know they don't have anything. I've done this. And so, like, one of these boxes turns into two, and three families are sharing out of it, of the food.
Can you give me a typical box, what's contained in a box?
Yeah, it's a 30-pound 30 pounds on average, and there's milk in it, there's cheese, there's butter, there's yogurt. Some of them had chocolate milk. The kids really love that at the time. There's chocolate milk in them. You've got your produce, apples, oranges, avocado, all your fruits and vegetables. It's all healthy stuff. And now, we started last week. They've added eggs and meat.
Good.
In addition to, you know, with the gallon of milk. So, I mean, it's a really, it's a $55, if you were to go buy it, it's a $55 value to purchase this box.
And, of course, these are free. You don't have eligibility. You show up. There's in line. There's a number of these going on. We're speaking with Jerry Womack. He's a business manager of Local 773 Liuna. I'm worried about the time when you run out of money, and here's why. You know, this is going to apparently be a long slog. I think we've come to a level of acceptance here right now and how it's going to affect our holidays as we come into the fall. Your money officially runs out in October. And to be honest with you, Jerry, I've seen the boxes and people sharing them on social media. And I worry about what happens when you and others run out of money, but you particularly at the end of October when your grant runs out.
Right, you know, we've got a lot of good partners. We've got, you know, good friends. You know, Senator Fowler, he's been with us every single day of this thing, with numerous other folks here in Southern Illinois. I mean, that's everybody's been great. You're right. You know, politics doesn't matter. People are hungry. The need here in Southern Illinois it's huge, Tom. So I mean, $50 feeds another 10 families.
Right. Now, here's the thing, Jerry. How does the word get out about this? Because I see these lines that are waiting, and It happens at the church in Heron. They're waiting 3 hours before. They start at 9, 3 hours before. There's people waiting in line. How are you distributing this? Primarily social media? Because the way I kind of see it working is I know, and I tell my grandma or granddad and then the nephews, that there's kind of a word-of-mouth thing going on within this group saying, here's our opportunity. What's your side on this?
Right, yeah. It's all social media. That's how we've been getting the word out on Facebook and sending out some contacting local mayors and city councils and people like you, Tom, in the media. But what we do is we've been traditionally, once a week, like today we're going to be inviting at 9 a.m., last week we're in Marion, but now for the whole month, we're going to hold, the month of October, we're going to hold our weekly events like we have been, but we've rented a truck, a refrigerated truck, and we're going to run that truck back and forth from Cusimano and Sons and Mount Vernon. They've been absolutely made this program as amazing as it has become. As many times as we can go to Mount Vernon and back, we're going to be here. We're going to be there. We're just going to be wherever there's the need is, which is all over our region. We're going to try to say, we can be there and we can help you. We don't have much, but we're going to give you what we can give you.
All right, Jerry, here's a question I want to ask you, and this is a difficult one. If you were going to have an elevator speech with someone and you had, 30 seconds between floors here, and you were going to tell them the story that would close the deal where they would take the last $10 out of their pocket and give it to you.
Yeah.
What would be the story, Jerry?
Yeah, Tom, we started out, we started with 100 of these boxes of produce, and we're going to help some of our, some of our elderly retirees. And out of that event where they drove in the parking lot way back in March, when all this, whatever we're going through, started, and the stories they told and the looks on their faces and how each one of them said, I appreciate this. I want to give you $10. Can you do this? Can you give someone else this? Real quick, here's the elevator speech, and you did give me a hard one, and I appreciate it because I know you never let me off the hook. And I'm inviting you to one of these events, Tom. You go out there and everybody's having a good time and we're handing out food and we're they're all going through the line and it's the need is so amazing here in Southern Illinois for people. You don't realize how many folks across so many sections have been affected one way or another by, what's going on here in the country. Blame it to COVID, blame it to, whatever you want, whatever's going on.
Right.
We just can't do enough. There's plenty of room to help.
Well, I tell you, Jerry, I recently got a call, and I hope they're listening this morning, a couple in Nacanda saying, look, we're doing okay. We're okay. We've planned for retirement. We're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we got this stimulus check, and Tom, could you tell us where a good place to give that money is? And they were really nice in the phone call, and I've looked, And quite frankly, you're prominent in my mind if people are thinking about that right now and they want to
help.
Because I can tell you, you can count on me. Next time you see me, I'll have money in my pocket for you, buddy. All right?
Appreciate that.
But you know what I find interesting about this, that when you tell me these stories, they seem to be of a certain age group. As a rule, the people that are waiting in line for you to for your help from Liona are people who are older.
Well, you know, we start off, it's the older folks are there first. You know, it's always, you know, the older folks, and I'm saying older. I mean, these people are in their 80s and their 90s, and you know, here in Southern Illinois, here in America, they're hungry. They don't have, you know, they don't know where their next meal's coming. That's not acceptable.
Right.
And we're doing just a very little. I mean, we're not in the food business. We're putting people to work out on the highways and building construction and different things like that.
Right.
We just kind of fell into this, but the need's there, and we're trying our best here with, you know, with the laborers and with our charity to do our part in the community.
All right. Now, Jerry, if people want to learn about when these events are, possibly tracking you down to give you financial assistance so you can perpetuate this program, what's your Facebook page that they can like so they can follow along, see these dates, and share them with their family and friends when it comes to this this help that's available?
The easiest thing is go to laborerslocal773.com or laborerslocal773 on Facebook. Our phone number, I can give you our phone number.
Please do.
618-993-5773.
Okay.
Anybody answering the phone can help you.
Jerry, I want to invite you back on the program again soon, okay?
Yeah. Tom, I want to see you at one of these events. I mean, it's you know, one of our board members, they said, why are we doing this? What are we doing? What is this? Who are we helping? And I said, well, we've been to veterans groups. We've been to schools. We've been to nursing homes. You know, you name a group. You name someone in Southern Illinois. We're helping wherever, you know. You name a church group, whatever. Hey, you know, if we take five boxes here, 10 boxes there, you know, those are lives. That means something to those folks.